Thank you very much. That's all your minds at ease. I'm really not that old. I thoroughly enjoyed listening to you. I have so missed the meetings with the boys and girls. I really have. And it's just such a thrill to be here tonight and to see you and to hear you taking part. It's just been really very... And fold your arms and show our mummies and daddies how we sit. Because I know sometimes mummies and daddies think boys and girls can't sit in church. And sometimes they don't bring them to church because they say, oh, they can't sit. But I want to tell you, boys and girls can sit. And I have to watch. So I just have to keep an eye on them because if they're eating sweets, I'll be looking some of them before the meet, after the meeting's finished. So you sit up and fold your arms and I won't need to worry about you and I'll keep my eye. And you all want to get home and go to bed. Isn't that right? Your mummies and daddies wish that was the case. Anyway, oh dear, oh, I have them. Now, I have some wee bits of paper. But in our house, we would get newspapers. And you know, my mummy, when she was alive, she had an awful habit of saying, I don't know why they bought that old paper, because there's nothing in it and you can't believe the half of it. And that's what she'd have said. But I have some wee bits of paper here tonight, and I'm going to tell... And I want you to listen carefully because I have a wee question in a minute or two. And I want to see who's listening. And if you know who I'm talking about, you stick your hand up. Don't be shy now. I was listening in on a Children's Day already today. And you know, the minister, he asked a couple of questions and nobody answered him. And the poor man, he had to answer the question himself if you know the answer. Now, there were two little boys. And these boys, sometimes they went to their mummy and they would say that you lived in. Now, mummy, please don't cry. Because, mummy, you always cry. So please don't cry, mummy. So, mummy would start to tell them. And before very long, mummy was crying. Because, you see, it was a very, very sad story. A very sad story. And you know, the boys would say, oh, mommy, please don't cry. If you're going to cry, mommy, don't say any more. But your mommy would have told them the whole story. And it was such a sad, sad, beautiful place. I thought one or two adults there were going to stick their hand up for me. Anybody know who we're talking about? Yes, away up at the back there. Cain and Abel, that's right. Well done. Good man. Done over there too. Yes, and Adam and Eve... God had put them into a very beautiful garden. And when they were in this very beautiful garden, they had been told that they could take anything they wanted out of this garden. But, unfortunately, they disobeyed God. And they did exactly what they were told not to do. Yes. Garden of Eden. Beautiful singing, girls, by the way. Eden. That's right. When Adam and Eve took of the fruit that they were not supposed to, Abernathy mentioned that in his opening prayer this evening. We are all born sinners. And you see, when Adam and Eve disobeyed God and they sinned against God, they were separated from God. He would have talked with them. And that was broken. They were separated. And they had to, because of their sin and because of their disobedience. That means that we are all born in sin and we are separated from God. And because of that, we cannot go into God's heaven. Just like Adam and Eve could not go back to the garden, God in his love and God in his mercy, he did something for Adam and Eve. And of course, he told Adam and Eve that sin could be forgiven if the blood of an animal was shed. Yes, a lamb, good man, well done. Yes, they had to kill a lamb and the blood of... When the blood was shed, for God had said, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sins. Tell me another thing, boys and girls. Who does that lamb remind us of? Somebody that hasn't given me an answer yet. Has anybody else hasn't given me an answer yet? Yes, Pat. That's right. It was a picture of the Lord Jesus. Because you see, when Adam and Eve sinned against God, God said that there would come a day when the seed of the woman would bruise the head of the serpent. And you see, old devil had come into the garden and he caused Adam and Eve to sin. And you know, that old devil's still around, boys and girls, and you watch out for him. Oh, we can't see him like you can see me and I can see you. But he's out and about there. Bible talks about him being a roaring lion. And other times he comes along subtly and he tempts us to go places and to do things that we shouldn't, because he doesn't want you to be a child of God. And you know, God in his love and God in his mercy not only provided for Adam and Eve so that their sin might be forgiven, he did for you and for me, because the Lord Jesus came into the world and he died on a cross so that his everlasting love. And God's love has no beginning and no ending. Just like this big piece of he prayed tonight, God loved us while we were in our sin. And that's an amazing love, boys and girls. And there's a lovely hymn in the Bible, and or in the hymn book, and it's one of my favorites. Loved with everlasting love. God, in his love and in his mercy, he sent the Lord Jesus, who gave off, boys and girls. And we're at the last one now, and I hope you're watching carefully, because we might have another question for you. And it's not enough to know in our heads that Jesus died on the cross and that God sent him into the world for sinners like you and sinners like me. But you know, you need to come to the Lord Jesus Christ and own up to the fact that you are a sinner. Do you know, I'm never cease to be amazed, and it happens lots and lots of times. Do you know, there's a whole lot of people, and they have this strange notion. Do you know what it is, boys and girls? They have this strange notion they're not sinners. I look to think I'm pretty good and God will let me into his heaven, but not a bit of it. No, heaven is a wonderful place. Oh, it's going to be fantastic. The Bible tells us we can't even begin to imagine what heaven's like. But you know, if you're saved tonight and you've put your faith and your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, your sin can be forgiven. Do you know there's another lovely story in the Bible that demonstrates the love of God? And that's the story of the prodigal son. Now, we're not going to go through a whole lot of it, but you remember how the prodigal son, he said, "Here, Dad, give me your money. I know I'm going to get it when you die, but here, I want it now. Cough up." And Daddy had to go, well, it was a bank or under the bed, I don't know. But he had probably gone away and got him the fastest things on wheels, probably a high-powered motorbike, and he had ripped around the countryside before he went anywhere, and eventually he took off to a far country. And the Bible tells us he came to himself, he wised up, and he realized, me and his daddy and all the rest of it, do you know, his daddy still loved him. His daddy still loved him. Hunting at the front door and looking maybe down a long lane to see where he was. And you know, after he'd spent some time with the pigs, not a bit of wonder he didn't. And he got up out of that old pig pen and he thought to himself, "I've been so foolish and I've been so silly. I'm going to go back to my daddy and I'm not even worthy to be your son. Just make me a servant." And you know, he went away back home, and I'm sure it was a long journey back home. And maybe the old devil was sitting about here saying to him, "Here, boy, don't you go home now. Your dad will not want you. You spent all his money. Do you think he really wants you back?" I wouldn't think so. But you know, in his heart, he knew the love of his daddy. And that love is a picture of the love of God for us and the Lord Jesus Christ. And he went back home, and his daddy saw him coming. And what did he do? He ran away down the lane, and he got his son, and he probably smelt him quite a distance off because of the pigs. But it didn't matter. Arms around him, give him a big hug, and loved him. And he said, "Daddy, daddy, daddy, I'm not worthy to be your son." But his daddy forgave him. A lovely picture of Christ, a lovely picture of God who forgives us no matter what we've done. If we come to him in repentance, we can know that our sins are forgiven, and then you can be united with God. That young man, the prodigal son, he was back in fellowship with his daddy. They were joined again in fellowship. And boys and girls tonight, and mommies and daddies and grannies and grandas, maybe you're in this meeting tonight and you're not saved, and you've come to this church for a very long time and you're still not saved. Oh, tonight, and trusting in Christ as your Savior. Dare I say, could there be one here tonight, and maybe you once walked with the Lord and you don't anymore? maybe a young person. You made profession of faith when you were a wee boy or a wee girl going to the midweek meeting or in Sunday school, but tonight you're not living for God. All young folk tonight, you can come back to the Lord and you can, mums and dads, grannies and grandmas and young people. My prayer is that you will realize that if you're not saved, that you're separated from God and you'll never be in God's heaven. Never. No matter what it, but you'll not be in God's heaven. No, you won't. But can I remind you, as I finish, the love of God in Christ is turn from your sin and trust in Christ as your Savior. And our prayer is that you will do that tonight and that you'll know you're saved and ready for God's heaven. Thank you very much, Mr. Abernathy. I'll just gather up.
Paper, you'll have to teach me to do that sometime, Auntie Joyce. Separated. I could do that bit all right. I could cut those up and have them separated. But separated from God by our sin, and yet loved. No beginning, no end. The everlasting love of God. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And the last one really bamboozled me. Restored. And restored to fellowship. And at one with Christ and one with God. Through the work of the in him. And that they will come to know God's salvation. Thank you once again for being here tonight. We're just going to close with a wee word of prayer. Do remember and be patient as stirs vacates, and then the back doors will open just row at a time. This door to your left will be opened immediately, and this side can begin to move out as well. So let's just pray and close the meeting tonight. Our Father in heaven, we do thank thee for the stories of the Bible that teach and explain and illustrate our sin, God's salvation. We thank you that though our first parents did sin in the Garden of Eden, bringing the curse and sin and shame in sin through the blood of the Lamb, we thank you that God's love is eternal and everlasting. And we thank you, Lord, that it was displayed there on the cross of Calvary so that all who trust and believe in him can be restored to fellowship with him through salvation. And Lord, we pray that should there be one who is a prodigal and has wandered far from the Father's house, finds themselves in the far country of this world and sin, Lord, they will not listen to the devil's lies when he tells them that God would not want them nor receive them. They're too defiled. They're too sinful. They're too far gone. May they not listen to the lies of the devil, for he was a liar from the beginning. But Lord, we pray that they would heed the word that cannot be broken. Jesus said, come on, watch over them throughout the summer months. And we pray that in September, when we seek to recommence our autumn ministries and works again, that, Lord, thou wilt gather the children in and bless them. We ask this tonight in Jesus' name.